Every seller has a story. I'm Georgia Mampanis, and welcome to our newest episode of the eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast, where each month we spotlight sellers with a story to share with us. Our guest this episode is waiting in the green room, but before we bring them out, I have some exciting news I want to share. Our biggest seller event of the year is back. That's right, eBay Open 2023 will be back for a hybrid event. The event kicks off with our in-person eBay Open Studio celebrations on September 26th, taking place in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and virtual event taking place from September 27th to 29th. Join over 10,000 sellers for insights, trends, and access to training sessions, seller-led sessions, category breakouts, inspiring keynotes, networking opportunities, and so much more. We've also got a few other surprises up our sleeve, including a sponsored expo, free eBay swag each day, and many ways to celebrate being a small business owner on eBay. General registrations begin August 1st, but you can sign up to get early access to register on July 31st. That way, you'll be first in line to grab a spot for the in-person eBay Open Studio event. We cannot wait to see you there. Speaking of hearing from fellow sellers, our guests this episode are a husband and wife duo that have established themselves as a premier dealer of luxury handbags and accessories. Welcome, Susie and Demo Dritsas.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here, taking some time out of your day to record with us. I'm going to start with, what do you sell?
We sell luxury handbags. We specialize in Hermès, Birkin, Kelly, Constance, pre-owned, like new, in new.
You just said an earful. My eyes lit up when I heard the Hermès. Susie, when did you start selling these?
So we started to get our feet wet in 2010. But we officially became a business in 2016.
Okay, so fairly new. What were you doing before you started selling? I want to hear from each of you. Susie, we'll start with you again.
Absolutely. Before, I was working as an executive assistant for a movie producer. So as you may think, I saw beautiful bags all the time.
I can imagine. Are you allowed to share names of a
producer? No,
Okay. Fair enough. I won't pry. Demo, how about you?
I'm actually still in the business of what I did then. I'm the VP and a partner of an energy brokerage firm. We're headquartered out of Houston, Texas.
Very, very different, I would say. Susie, you mentioned Hermès. You obviously have expensive, very fabulous taste. Tell me where your interest in luxury handbags and accessories stemmed from.
I think it stemmed from a combination of things. For example, when I was a little girl, I used to love watching fashion shows on TV. I guess I became fascinated in that when I was an adult, I started working as a flight attendant and my eyes used to be drawn to these beautiful bags from the ladies in first class. And yeah, I became so fascinated by these beautiful brands.
Do you have a favorite brand or is there something that you loved from the beginning?
I guess when I was a little girl, the brand that I was infatuated, it was Chanel. I love the story. I love her story, the story of the house. But now I have to say I'm completely obsessed by Hermès. It's horrible. I'm bougie now.
There's nothing wrong with being bougie.
I'm just kidding.
No. I mean, people can go on your page and see. There's some there that are literally the price of a down payment, okay?
Yes.
How do you get your hands on that inventory?
Since we've been doing this for over a decade, we literally source worldwide. I have personally traveled to Europe and to Asia to meet my sellers to make sure that they are trustworthy as I am, especially that as a seller. Anyways, I'm the two. I'm buyer and seller. I have to wire these big amounts of money and I got to make sure that it's somebody that is trustworthy. So I have taken the time to go to these beautiful places and meet them and make sure that these are good people. They're trustworthy.
And you can't share names of that either, I'm assuming.
No.
It's fine. I mean, what's the harm in asking, right? I thought I'd ask. Client confidentiality. I respect that.
Absolutely.
That's great. Can you at least share like your favorite place you've traveled to or some of your clients are?
Oh, my Lord. It's so hard. But I will say that Singapore made a big impression in my life. I actually would love for one of my daughters to go to university in Singapore, but it's very, very hard.
Why is it hard?
Well, it's one of those countries that are super peaceful. I think it's the visa that is the hardest visa to get in the world and the residency, obviously. So, yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
Small place, beautiful, clean, amazing, tropical.
All right. Well, I mean, I got to check it out.
Too.
I'll put on my bucket list. demo, when did you realize this business has a lot of potential to be very, very successful?
I think it was kind of like a slow process of like kind of just assisting my wife at times, giving her a hand as the business was growing. It was getting a little bit more difficult to juggle everything because she's not only a phenomenal business owner and entrepreneur, but she's a phenomenal mom and wife. So she was trying to juggle all those things at the same time. And I think as I helped her, I kind of got intrigued by the actual handbags itself. As weird as that sounds, I've always been into fashion. I love clothes. I love shoes. My wife will attest to that. I'm a hoarder too. I don't like getting rid of anything.
Yeah.
Whereas for my wife, everything's for sale.
Yeah.
I kind of came along, started helping her on the back end, her asking my opinion on, do you think this is good, this is that, and then just started doing research and learning from her. And now I would maybe tap myself as an Hermes connoisseur. And I've kind of just learned everything along the way. I touch a lot of bags. I have an eye for spotting out if the bag is authentic or not authentic, which every single bag that comes into our possession through Luxaddicts, which is our company, goes through a multi-point inspection to make sure that and guarantee that everything that we're selling is 100% authentic and of the quality of what we represent, which, like my wife mentioned, I think at the beginning, we really like to specialize in pristine, like new or new handbags. Nobody's ever going to get a bag that smells, that has stains, that has rubbed corners, whatever it may be. So I kind of just got involved. And here we are today, several years later, and thriving business. And I think we couldn't have been more blessed or happier.
Amazing. And tell me people's reactions when they're expecting some luxury woman showing up and then you show up.
It's actually very funny because when we do local appointments, a lot of the times, my wife is extremely intelligent. She's super smart. She handles a lot of the back end of the business, but she kind of throws me out there to the wolves as the face to go meet people. And, I think it fits as well. In every business, every relationship, you need a yin and yang. My wife's more introverted until you get to know her. And I'm just kind of an extrovert, can talk to anybody. And that's just the way I kind of operate. A lot of women at times are shocked. Like, I'll see them walk in and they're kind of staring at me. They're like, do I go there? Do I not go there? And then they'll ask at the front, I'm here to see Luxaddicts. And I'm like, oh, yeah, here, right here. They're like, oh, you're a guy.
And the ladies love him, though.
Hey, don't share that secret.
Oh, stop it. Not like that.
And then what I think once they start having conversations, they're like, wow, you like know a lot about this. Any questions they have, whatever it may be, I'm never kind of left with my mouth open, not knowing what to say. They're like, whoa, way more than I thought you'd know, and you know more than I do. I think it gives them a comfortable experience. And that's why I think at times we have certain clients that like almost kind of become friends of mine. We have like one
100%. Client,
does your wife know that we talk? I'm like, absolutely, she does.
That's your husband. And that's the question though, right? Oh, God.
That sets you guys apart, right? From other businesses.
Yeah.
You're a duo and you're killing it together. So
thank you.
I can only imagine how incredible your individual closets are. I mean, I want to know what your favorite piece is.
You know what's super funny though? I'm very disciplined. Super disciplined. Like, I see these beautiful bags, but I see it as a business. But I do have a few of these beautiful Birkins in my closet. And I will say that my favorite one right now, it's Birkin 30 Confetti with gold hardware. It's to die for. She's my favorite girl right now.
So all your daughters hear this. Okay, I'm going to Google it after the confetti. I'm sure you're not going to give it to them anytime soon.
Maybe
to borrow.
Right now, but they already my daughter is, my oldest one is 12 and the other one is 7. And they were Louis Vuitton. They don't want a normal bag. They're like, no, I like the Louis Vuitton bag, mom. They have to work, though. They help in the business.
I will definitely chime in on that. I mean, the truth be told, she's extremely disciplined because at any time she can have any bag she wants. But she actually didn't really start putting together a few pieces that she wanted from Hermes till probably a little bit.
2 years ago, something like
that. 3 years ago. Before that, she did not carry a Birkin or a Kelly or a Constance. She just thought that she wasn't in the season of life with our kids, and she just wanted to concentrate on the growth of the business. And when the time came, she'd be able to kind of handpick a select few pieces that she has. So I think she has about 5 or 6 of them, but they were very thought out, the type of colors that she always wanted. And yes, that confetti is currently her favorite and the newest addition to her small, exquisite collection that she's building.
Quality over quantity, right?
Absolutely.
And Demo, what's yours?
Oh, me, I don't carry any handbags.
Really?
Luxury piece, anything.
There is an Hermes man bag that they've come out with recently. And maybe I'm going to put my foot in my mouth here. I actually don't know the name of it. I've seen it in photos and I'm like, I want that. So we'll see. I'm going to have to do some research and see what the actual bag is. I've only seen a couple of people carrying it, but it's kind of like a crossbody type of handbag. Opens like a Birkin. Pretty cool. But I'm going to have to do some research and put it on my Christmas list. But no, I'm more into shoes and more just clothing. I mean, I wouldn't say I have a, I think it's slowed down. I used to have a shopping problem when I first met my wife. I think she'll agree with that, but she's kind of balanced that out. My wife's reserved in our spending, and that's rubbed off on me. But at some times she's like, what is that just came in the mail? I'm like, oh, no, nothing. Don't worry about it.
Smart woman. I like this. Family is very important. You both have mentioned family. You know, you run a business together. So why is starting a business as a family very important? How can it help families grow?
I think it's obviously an incredible avenue where you can provide for your family, and it kind of gives you that opportunity to have a balance where you can be a mom and dad present at home, but you can also be a business owner at the same time. Now, there has to be some discipline involved there when, you know, you're working. And when the kids are home in the summer, especially, it's got to be like, hey, guys, we're putting in work. We're not available if you ever beck and need, especially now that they're a little bit older. They understand that a lot. But I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's definitely an incredible platform and opportunity for you to be a hands-on parent, a hands-on husband or wife, and business owner at the same time. And it can make you a very comfortable living if done correctly and, you know, the work's put in. And obviously, as you've seen, it's taken us years to get to where we're at today. So it's not an overnight or a grand slam. It's like, oh, you got a little bit of money to invest, you're going to buy stuff, and tomorrow you're going to be rolling in the dough and running a successful business. But it's definitely a phenomenal opportunity that I feel that more couples should really take a look at. And as an alternative, maybe it doesn't necessarily have to be a business that turned out like ours, but it can definitely be a secondary stream of income that can provide, you know, a nice amount of money on a monthly basis for you to use for extra things, family vacations, whatever it may be.
And lots of quality time.
Yes.
Exactly. 100%.
And do you envision the girls working one day with you?
The oldest one does help us, especially with social media. The little one is super intrigued too, but she's a little young. And yes, definitely. As soon as Bella can start listing on eBay, she's an employee. Hire.
I am over. She's got a job lined up.
Yeah.
Every kid's dream. Demo, where can listeners find you and your store online?
They can definitely, obviously, first and foremost, find us on eBay. Our store name is Lux Addicts. And obviously, we also do have our own website where you can find us. But we've been appreciative and long time committed to eBay, and we're very happy with the support that they provided us. Who would have thought, honestly, it's quite humbling for us to be on this podcast today here with you guys. You know, several years ago, we were like a small tadpole in a big pond, and we are still small, but it's just, you know, opportunities have come on our way. And just like anybody else starting a business, all I can, you know, recommend to them is keep your head down, continue to strive, continue to work hard, stay in your lane. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Everybody grows at a different pace. And just concentrate on what you're doing and what your niche is in your market, and just keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing. You're going to hit some walls. You're going to hit some dry seasons, but you just got to keep pressing forward.
Very, very humble too. You just refer to yourselves as a small tadpole in a big pond, and you are nowhere near that. You have excelled. Thank you both for being here. Such a pleasure.
Thank you. It's an honor for us. Thank you.
Susie and Demo Drisa sell on eBay under the store name Lux Addicts. Shop for luxury items with confidence through their family-run business. We hope you'll join us on our next episode, where we'll shine the spotlight on another seller with an amazing story to share. I'm your host, Georgia Mampanis. Jim Griffith is our editor-in-chief. The eBay Seller Spotlight podcast is produced by Libsyn and Podcast 411.